Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and on today's episode, we will be discussing the F1 movie. Okay, so this is going to be a really quick podcast as we're getting into the spa weekend. So we just wanted to do a quick update on our thoughts on this movie. Action-packed, the music was amazing, the action was amazing, highly recommend watching. Think it is more geared towards like the Drive to Survive crowd as opposed to your hardcore F1 fans. We're just going to talk about two huge inaccuracies right now, and it was the fact that Brad Pitt's character was able to step, like, after taking like 3 decades off of racing, right back into the F1 world without a super license and without any points to put towards a super license. And also at the end of the movie, how he was able to come back and race, even though he had no time set in qualifying. Which was really funny in the timing because Spain had just happened and we had the whole Lance Stroll, Felipe Drugovich issue where he was not able to race for Stroll because he was not able to set a qualifying time. So that just was comical timing. And we wished, there's two things we want to discuss that we wished happened. The first was qualies. Like our favorite part of the weekend is qualies. We wish they kind of looked at like pole, who took pole, and like focused a little bit on that. But the big thing here that we really, really want to talk about, like, and I'm going to remind all of our listeners here today, I do run this podcast with my 11-year-old daughter. My 11-year-old daughter is the one who is the huge F1 fan. She does all the research for our podcast. I'm just the voice behind her thoughts. I'm the voice behind, it's her vision, her dream. And she was so saddened when we left that movie. She was so excited to go watch F1, and the female narrative left her devastated. It was not the representation that my 11-year-old daughter was looking for. You had only two female characters really in that movie. You had the female technical director, and you had a female mechanic, and both of them played embarrassing roles. The female technical director hooked up with the driver, and it was unnecessary. That whole plot of that romance was unnecessary. And then the female mechanic came off as clumsy, stupid, weak, incompetent. And it was just so upsetting. It was degrading. And the technical director, who had given up her marriage, worked so hard to get to where she was going, would not risk her career for a one-night stand with Brad Pitt's character. It just wouldn't. And the representation of women in this movie was quite shameful. And we need to do better. Like, they could have gone in so many different directions with this in the movie. They could have focused on the F1 Academy. We had Laura at Haas, who was like groundbreaking for women in motorsport this season. There was so much more they could have focused on and really had a responsibility to focus on and didn't. So that's our final say on that, is that you've got a whole new, this isn't like the old men's club anymore. Like, you have a whole new wave of fans that's keeping the sport alive and growing the sport. And more than half of these fans now are young girls, and do better. That's it. Okay. That's all we have to say on that. Thank you so much for joining us this week, and join us on Monday as we give our breakdown of the Spa Grand Prix. Thank you so much.